The nation's second busiest railroad just got a new boss. Last month, Catherine Rinaldi was appointed president of the MTA's Metro North Railroad. Rinaldi has been serving as acting president of Metro North since July of last year. She becomes the sixth person to head up the railroad and the first woman to hold that position. It's not an easy job. Metro North provides more than 86 million rides a year between Grand Central Terminal and 124 stations in New York and Connecticut. Catherine Rinaldi joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are no stranger to the region's rail system. You were born in Brooklyn, raised in Huntington, Long Island, and you now live in Westchester. Do you take the train to work as well?
I do indeed, every day.
What is your priority as president of Metro North?
My priority as president of Metro North is to continue Metro North's commitment to the safety of our customers. Safety is everything for Metro North. It's the most important thing that we do.
You've been doing the job for about 8 months now, and what have you learned from commuters in that time about what they want from their rail service?
I would say that the thing that we hear the most frequently from commuters is they want reliable performance. They want to know that they're going to get to their destinations on time. And when we get complaints from customers, it tends to be when we're having a problem with service delivery.
We spoke with Jim Cameron. He is with the Commuter Action Group here in Connecticut. And he said the number one complaint among commuters is overcrowding during rush hours. There are too few rail cars and people often have to stand. Is there a plan to address that issue?
There is. The New Haven line is Metro North's busiest. So one of the things that we and CDOT have worked on together is the purchase of 60 new M8 cars. And this will help alleviate crowding conditions on the New Haven line, and those cars are set to arrive late next year.
Also, commuters say there are often delays due to, quote, track conditions. Could you talk a little bit about what type of track conditions cause delays and how they're resolved?
Over the past several years, Metro North has embarked on a very, very aggressive infrastructure improvement program. This is all across the territory, including the New Haven and including the branch lines. Because of our commitment to improving the infrastructure, we are taking tracks out of service so that we can get in there and get as much work done as possible. And, you know, this is a balancing act that we've had to engage in, making sure that we get our riders to where they want to go safely and efficiently, but also leaving time for us to do the important infrastructure work that's necessary to keep the overall system safe.
Now, on the positive side, commuters say communications have improved. If something goes wrong on the line, I know this from personal experience, you get an alert by way of a tweet or an email. Is this new practice coming from the top, and can we expect more in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually really pleased to hear you say that. I think that we've made really great strides over the course of the last couple of years in terms of the various ways we have of reaching out to our customers. So we have a new social media unit, and, you know, I'll follow the tweets every now and again, especially during service disruptions. And I think it's been a really very, very positive, successful way for our staff to be able to communicate with people who are actually out on our trains experiencing our service firsthand.
What's the significance for you being the first woman as head of Metro North?
When I was named to the position on a permanent basis, I got all kinds of notes and calls and congratulations, which were all very lovely. But the ones that really stuck with me were the few people who emailed me to say, you know, they have daughters at home and they were going to go home to their daughters that night and tell them that their new boss was a woman. And, you know, really the sky is the limit for women in the professional world. And I was so incredibly moved by those stories and honored to be the person that they were talking to their daughters about, and to be in that position and have the opportunity as a woman to lead an organization in an industry that has traditionally been very, very male-dominated. It's a thrill for me. It's an honor for me. And I just can't tell you how excited I am to be in that position.
Catherine Rinaldi is the new president of Metro North. I'm sure you have a very busy schedule. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Oh, no, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.